So why is it that couples who have flamboyant, expensive, talk of the town weddings do not have successful marriages? Is it a myth or is it a thing?
What do you guys think?
Welcome to the Clifton Bliss Podcast, your go-to podcast for wisdom on everything marriage. My name is Tolu Lope.
And my name is Anthony.
And together we are known as
OA Dynasty.
On today's episode, we are going to be dissecting wedding versus marriage.
Who is ready?
Who is ready? So whether you're married or not, there's going to be something for you.
Exactly. Exactly. So what is wedding and what is marriage?
What is wedding? Wedding is a celebration of love.
Yeah.
And it symbolizes the beginning, usually, of the marriage institution.
Exactly.
While marriage itself is living out the love.
Yeah. So in other words, we can say wedding is a moment in time, while marriage is a lifetime commitment, because marriage actually begins after the wedding.
After the wedding,
so the wedding is an invitation
to the
institution.
So
wedding is just an event.
Yeah, it is.
But marriage is an institution.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting that most people plan for the event and ignore what will happen in the institution.
Yeah.
You know, the investment, if you look at the investment that some people put into wedding, you will be surprised. And just like you hacked at the beginning, most people put too much energy into the day than into the institution. More preparation that they put into that day just to make it more glam. You know, just to put up a performance.
And really, there's nothing bad in having a beautiful wedding.
A wedding whereby
you look back and you look at the pictures and you're like, oh, that was me, you know, and all that. There's nothing bad in it. But the emphasis really shouldn't, if you're going to prepare for wedding, it's good, but make sure that you're doing that same preparation multiplied by 10,000 for your marriage.
Exactly. The investment into the wedding should be, you know, should be something that is smaller compared to the investment into the marriage. There should be more. There should be more investment into the marriage than into the wedding. And you'll be surprised. Some people will even go into debt just to put up a show for that one day.
For the one day. Or even one month. Even if you decide to get married and have several events leading up until the marriage, it's still a temporary event, you know, compared to the marriage itself.
And that's why I say wedding requires planning, but marriage itself requires nurturing. Two different things. You can, if you don't know how to plan, you can hire somebody to come and plan your wedding for you, but your marriage,
you can't outsource it.
You have to nurture it yourself.
Yeah.
You have to nurture it yourself. You can't outsource that. You know, it's an important thing for people to know.
That's wisdom. I also believe that wedding, you know, for wedding we see a lot of third parties. There's so many interests. Wedding, the parents,
so many actually be going on.
Do you understand? But when it comes to marriage, the most important interest is the man, the woman, and God. But we see wedding, there's a lot of interest. And if you want to hear this, you can actually limit the interest for your wedding as well. We know it might be easier said than done, but from our own experience,
You can do that.
We practically dictated the tune of how we wanted our wedding to go.
And that's the way it should be, because what happens during the wedding is an indication of how the partnership is going to work.
That's true.
In the marriage.
Yes.
You know, and something that you said that I really love is the fact that the marriage is just between you, your spouse, and God.
Yes.
Why is that important? Hmm. It's important because in marriage, you are moving from the known to the unknown.
Unknown, yeah.
And it will only make sense for you to walk the journey with someone who knows tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is God.
Yeah.
So you and your spouse moving to an unknown territory.
Yeah.
It's better to go into that territory with someone who has already been in that territory.
Who even created the
institution. Who has created the institution. Who knows everything about tomorrow, which is God.
Mm.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, you know.
Yeah.
So you can't leave God outside of your marriage.
You can't leave God outside of your marriage.
You cannot leave God outside. Yeah.
And really, people say, oh yeah, you had a beautiful wedding. Yeah, that's okay to have a beautiful wedding. But how about having a marriage that is more beautiful? How about having a marriage that is more beautiful?
Yeah.
And I dare say that whether or not you have a big wedding does not determine whether you have a successful marriage.
No.
But by the standard, by some people's standard, they might still consider our wedding as big wedding. But our wedding was, I want to believe our wedding was small.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot, too many people, even though there were more people than I would have wanted. I wanted strictly by invitation, but I didn't get it.
The word flamboyant is relative.
Exactly.
To some people,
yes.
Having 1,000 guests is flamboyant. And to some people, they will have the whole city.
Yeah.
You know, just to attend their wedding and things like that.
Yeah. But is there anything you would change, you know, if, you know, with what we know now for if we were, you know, doing our wedding now, if we're watching, is there anything you would change?
I don't think so. Maybe one of the things I would do better is to invest more into the honeymoon, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just starting my PhD. Don't allow this. So I said to my wife, whatever we're going to do for this wedding, let it be within the perimeters of what we
can afford. Yes, and that's all we did.
So if you have the money to do a big wedding, do it. But just make sure that your investment into the marriage is bigger than your investment into the wedding. You know, you don't want to start the marriage with debt.
You don't want to
start the marriage with rancor between you and your spouse just because you want to spend, somebody want to spend more money, somebody want to conserve money, and there's friction. You know.
And there's a lot of friction really that goes on in wedding preparation.
Exactly.
There is it. Yeah. Like I've heard a lot, and even for us, you know, it wasn't a big blown friction, but you know, third party saying that we wanted this, we wanted that, but the fact that the two of us said no, this is what we want. We decided what our parents were going to wear.
So the process of becoming one.
Yes,
it actually starts
from even before. Yes, if you cannot decide on many things before the marriage itself,
it becomes difficult to reach an agreement or to reach consensus in the marriage. You know.
Yeah.
Very important. And another key thing that I want to mention here is that marriage is more of purpose. Than, you know, being perfect for pictures. You know, during wedding, you want to be picture perfect. But in marriage, what you need is to be purpose perfect.
I love that.
Hallelujah, somebody. It's to be purpose perfect.
Yeah.
You know, very important. And in marriage, you need character more than just the charisma that you put for the show during the wedding.
Like they would dance rehearsals.
You do know a lot of rehearsals that are going to wedding.
Yeah.
You know, people do rehearsals, big one. Just to put up charisma, just
so that the blocks can carry it.
But in marriage you need more character. It takes character to sustain marriage. You know, but charisma is okay to sustain the wedding.
Oh my goodness. This has been a very enlightening conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
We definitely cannot exhaust this conversation within 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, yeah.
But we believe that you've learned one or two things.
Yeah,
you know, and the crux of it is for you to put more emphasis on the preparation for the marriage itself.
Exactly.
It's good to have a good wedding. but make sure that you are not focusing all your, you know, mind and your preparation on the wedding.
Yeah, and if any of the points that we've made resonate with you, let us know in the comment section.
Yes,
you know, and we pray that your home will be blissful.
Amen.
Your marriage will be beautiful.
Amen. Amen. And do subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all our streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Until we come your way again next time with another exciting episode on the Cliff to Bliss podcast, we say God bless you.